And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hiya, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Late last month, in his annual World Communication Day address at the Vatican, Pope Francis talked quite a bit about the threat of fake news. Here's Vatican spokesman Greg Burke speaking to CNN's Rosa Flores.
The Pope, I think, is very interested in real communications. The Pope is interested, and that's his job, bringing people to the truth.
Pope Francis says that the first fake news is in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, when the crafty serpent lies to the woman and launches human sin.
The message is be careful about fake news, be careful about disinformation, since it causes division, and we should be working for unity.
Is this message towards Donald Trump?
No, I'm sure everybody thinking U.S. You know, they think fake news and they think U.S. No, this is because fake news is spreading around the world.
Now, the Pope has been watching the Italian election closely. It's been a pretty divisive campaign with anti-establishment parties and scandals on the rise and the resurgence of four-time Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. It's also been hit hard by fake news, and by that I mean news that is specifically written as a fake story to damage one side or another. Now, The Atlantic has reported this week on two fake news stories which spread through Italian social media. One said that a 9-year-old Muslim girl was hospitalised after being sexually assaulted by her 35-year-old husband in the northeastern city of Padua. And obviously this was in an attempt to inflame anti-immigrant sentiment in Italy. Another story concerned Maria Elena Boschi, who is a prominent lawmaker and a member of former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi's ruling Democratic Party, who was photographed at a funeral mourning the recent death of a notorious mafia boss. Neither of those stories were real. Much like the Pope Francis endorses Donald Trump for president story, which exploded across the internet in 2016, which also was not true. Now, Matteo Renzi, whose Democratic Party has been targeted for a lot of these fake news attacks, told the New York Times last year that he has asked the social networks, Facebook in particular, to help them have a clean campaign. He said the quality of the democracy in Italy today depends on a response to these issues. Now, Russia is a big suspect in this case, though there's little evidence that the Russian government is behind it. The Atlantic Council think that, the Atlantic Council think tank concluded last year that Russia may be keen to back the populist Five Star Movement, which has a pro-Kremlin stance. The Council thinks that the movement may prove an important ally against the EU, NATO, and the Transatlantic Partnership. The Washington Post reported earlier this month that Facebook is responding to Matteo Renzi's request, deploying a team of fact-checkers to hunt down and debunk fake news ahead of the vote. The Post says that Italy is also trying to provide students at 8,000 high schools with internet literacy classes to help them tell the difference between real and fake news sites. They're also trying to prosecute people for spreading fake news if they can catch them. Now, Italy is not the only European country to be taking this seriously. The UK Prime Minister Theresa May was very serious about it in a speech last November.
It is Russia's actions which threaten the international order on which we all depend. I want to be clear about the scale and nature of these actions. Mounted a sustained campaign of cyber espionage and disruption. This has included meddling in elections and hacking the Danish Ministry of Defence and the Bundestag, among many others.
European countries are doing more than the US is doing to combat this. The head of the National Security Agency, the NSA, in the US, Admiral Mike Rogers, has been in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee overnight, being questioned by Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren about what the US is doing to combat fake news.
What message does it send to Vladimir Putin that the United States has not fully implemented sanctions to counter known Russian cyber attacks?
I believe that President Putin has clearly come to the conclusion there's little price to play here.
Bingo.
And that therefore I can continue this activity.
Yes.
Everything, both as a director of NSA and what I see in the cyber command side, leads me to believe that if we don't change the dynamic here, this is going to continue, and 2016 won't be viewed as something isolated. This is something will be sustained over time. So I think the challenge for all of us is, so what are the tools available to us? And as the strategy says, diplomatic, economic, some cyber things, there are tools available to us. And again, I think in fairness, you can't say nothing's been done, but my point would be it hasn't been enough.
Mike Rogers says there are certain countermeasures the NSA could be deploying, but he needs authorization from the president first. He says he doesn't have that yet.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.